This is the June 20th, 2018 meeting of the St. Botolph Architectural Conservation District Commission. We're starting the meeting at 5 p.m. Present are Commissioners Richard Henderson, Francoise Elise, and Susan Trowbridge, and staff Eric Hill. The first application we're going to look at is 131 St. Botolph Street.
So I think, I think they'd like to go last since they're waiting on.
Okay. The next one is a combination of 173 through 185 St. Botolph. And who is here for that?
Do you want to come forward? So you can go through the slides.
Could you just say your name for a minute?
Catherine Cipriani. Does anyone want a paper copy of pretty much what I put up there?
Sure, thank you.
So this one's 173?
Yep.
So for the four buildings, they're pretty much identical. Two of them have the chopped off roof and two of them have the detailed cap at the bay. So what we're looking to do is point them, add fencing, add railings, and change out the windows on the front and the back. I wasn't specific about the back, but I'm going to throw that in today because I think that, I'm sure, I think it just needs an exemption or something.
So yeah, so I think this one was not visible. You can't see.
You can't see any of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a hotel or something behind it. So it looks like to me, I've been working for GTI for 39 years, and it looks like to me that these buildings have never been pointed. The grooves are pretty deep. That's going to administration, so I don't even have to touch on that.
Correct. Yep.
So
the only items for most of these is replacing the all wood windows on the front elevation with 6/6 aluminum, simulated divided light windows with half screens. This one is to lower the sills on the garden level windows and dig window wells, similar to that what's seen at 181. Install new garden fence into the existing granite curb, and then install a front hand step rails.
So the windows that we proposed for the ground level windows and the upper windows are windows that we've used before. That photo there shows all of the buildings across the street, and I do realize they're red. They're red brick, but 158 through 174 St. Botolph Street. In the last, I'm going to say from 2010 to 2016, have been 100% done in the same, with the same window, same trim detail, same window wells, and all. So I brought that photograph so you could see it. There's my little sketch, basically just shows the four buildings. I'm asking to do the same thing for all of them. The fence on the existing granite curb and railings on both sides.
Do you have a fence example?
Yes.
Okay. Of what's there?
You want to do.
Yes.
What's in there?
I brought, it's probably at
probably
the end
next,
of this
yeah.
one. I can go back
okay.
and forth.
Oh,
so,
this,
okay. This is just all the basic window stuff. Okay, so that is the fence that we put at 6-12 Blackwood and 158 through 174 St. Botolph Street. And there is a lot of that on the street, similar mostly to the right of me. It's not the exact fence, but it's the one with the circles. And I was looking to do a very simple railing. All of the buildings across the street will be in my next application to put railings up because the insurance company wants two railings now.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, this one has a pipe railing. This one has, actually can't
vertical.
See.
There you go.
So, this one here has the vertical, which we want to try and get away with. We think now that we're gonna do them on both sides, the fence is busy enough, and to just have a simple railing.
So that's existing?
These are all existing.
Okay.
Not on that block, on the other side.
It's across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's across the street. I'm looking to do something like that. And most of the railings are attached to the brick, and on the yellow brick side, they would be above the granite. So they wouldn't be on the granite, and then this we would attach to the fence. So it would have no vertical pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we would prefer. I still have to go back now. Does anyone have any questions on the fence or the railing?
So I have a photo, I think, I don't know if you have a photo in there, but there's a photo of the fence. I think that was the taller one, right?
Yeah, the taller fence actually came from in the 70s when the Back Bay subway station closed. So that's actually from a Back Bay subway.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't feel that there's like anything like that on the street,
yeah.
So I would replace that also.
I can pull up the photos I took to show the existing. This is one. That's
the tall one you would replace with the shorter one?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much shorter?
It would be the same rail, the same fence that we've used every place else and the one that we proposed for all four buildings.
Okay.
Right.
So that is the height of the fence you want to put in? Or
right, and it's right. In the, I was just going to match what was previously
yes.
approved
yeah.
on St. Patel
okay.
Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was here in 2004 and 2010 for the same railing, for the same fence, but we've never got into railings.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, for the red brick buildings, I'll be coming back next month for the railings, because
mm-hmm.
none of the railings are the same.
Mm-hmm. So could you just get back to the railings again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so in terms of this picture,
yeah.
This is not the railing that you want to put in.
No, I want to put this one.
Okay, so can you just explain to me a little bit more about how this...
Okay. Why that photo is there is actually for the windows.
Okay.
This photo is in
yep.
there for the windows
sure.
because this is the window I'm looking to use
okay.
for one, and this is the window I'm looking to use for the ground, and I wanted to show you what it looked like with the fence.
Okay.
Do you have this in the presentation?
No.
Okay. This might help.
Okay.
So this is essentially what they're proposing. The location, so there's a site plan for where the railings would be located and the fence, as well as what the ground would look like.
Okay. So the railing is not going to be attached to the building.
I would say it would, well, I don't care one way
I mean,
or the
no,
other.
No, I'm sorry. It looks like,
it would be.
It looks like
yeah.
it's up against the building and not
no this is just
like
this is just the simple rail proposed. It's just this is what it would look like.
Okay.
Right.
So it would attach on the yellow brick above
mm-hmm.
the granite sill line, and then it would come out the required distance, go down the sloped granite, and then connect with the fence here. It's actually going to be very
oh.
small.
Okay.
I think it's only going to be like five
so
feet or
so. So it's similar to this.
It seems similar.
No, it's more like, what photo do we want to go to?
It doesn't go sideways. It just comes
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, it just comes straight though, but okay.
Yeah, it'll go straight down into the
yeah.
curving, correct?
I think I would attach it to the fence, because the fence is going
yeah,
to
yeah,
turn.
Yeah, but it has to have support through the ground, essentially, right? So it need to either be attached to the building or to the curbing, which goes down the steps. Correct?
Right,
yeah.
One or the other. So
yeah.
it's either going to be a post at the top
mm-hmm.
and attached to the railing at the bottom, or attached to the brick
mm-hmm.
and attached to the railing at the bottom. It has to meet...
Staff would recommend installing a curbing on the brick on the steps.
Okay.
So that way it's not attached to the building itself.
Okay.
That's of course. So I think that's... we we'd recommend, but obviously the commission...
It probably would meet the weight requirements better that way.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a simple one. It's going to look more like that, except, you know, obviously this is on brownstone and not granite.
So yeah, this is what we would recommend.
Yeah.
So basically it'd be installed into...
Oh, I see what you mean.
So the returns into the curbing.
So it's installed into here.
And it's not attached to the building itself.
Building itself.
Right, okay. I didn't have a preference, which I wrote on my email. I didn't really...
Okay.
It has to meet, I think it's...
Weight requirements.
Yeah, weight requirements. Okay, so then back to the windows, and then you can ask me, do you want to continue on with railings and fence?
You'll then have to patch the brick where there's a hole in it.
Right, there's at least two of them that will have to have that done. The other two, I don't believe.
And the fence is wrought iron?
Yes, it's painted. Painted steel.
Painted steel.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrought iron anymore. But it would be painted black. It would match everything else that we've already done.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good use for the subway rent fence, because it's very nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
We'll give it back to the Back Bay station.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could sell it for a pretty penny.
Sure. It's probably iron.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do about that. But.
So the windows are...
So those, again, we've pretty much been following the same standard we started with Blackwood Street in 2004. We did 158 through 174. We don't own 160 and 170, but we did all of the other buildings front and back in 2010 and finished in 2016. We use the same window everywhere and the same install detail. So I did this little research project on St. Vital Street, and mostly for the new section. So there are 19 buildings, 10 of them are red brick, 9 of them yellow brick. We own 4 of the yellow brick buildings. Of the 19, 9 buildings have aluminum windows, 6 buildings have aluminum windows in 25 to 50% of their openings, and only 3 buildings have old wood windows. 2 of the 3 buildings have full stone windows over the wood windows. So there's really only one building left that just has wood windows.
It's, on all of them?
Right, because you had asked me about the comparison to like wood and aluminum. So we would like to continue with the same product that we've been using and the same detail that we've been using. I
and
also
this,
checked...
So
like,
that for this structure, I think you said that all the windows except for the garden level are wood, correct?
I did.
So the garden, there's 3 garden level windows, which is also on this application.
Okay, we'll do 173 first.
Yes.
So 173 St. Patolph Street has newer aluminum windows that are 3/3, and we would change those. The upper 3 floors have wood windows with aluminum storms. And then on the one over the stairs, on a couple of the buildings are 8/8, and some of the buildings are 6/6.
Yeah, so it looks like most of them have 6/6 on the bow fronts, and then since these windows
those
are
two.
A little larger, they kept the same pane dimension, so they just basically went with 8/8. So that's kind of why. So I think that's probably how they were originally. That's my guess, since it's pretty cohesive with most of them on that block
okay.
for the most part. And then we have the old survey, which shows that they actually have, as you can see here.
Let's see.
Which has, that,
okay.
that was from the 70s.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
The oldest photo I could find. But yeah.
Well, we definitely own the buildings because the fence is there.
Yeah.
So are you proposing 8/8 for those windows?
Yes.
Okay.
So originally you were proposing 6/6.
You know what, to tell you the truth, when I did it, I probably didn't realize that, because a couple
was,
of them
yeah.
were 6/6 mm-hmm. and a couple, and then when I okay. walked the street, a lot of them are 6/6. So I don't have a preference one way or the other.
Okay. And then the last item is the garden windows.
So
So this is the existing condition there. Replacement, I think they're just 1/1 aluminum windows.
I think I wrote 3/3, but I could be wrong.
It might be a different one.
73, the picture says 3/3.
3/3.
Is that the same for the others, or?
Yes, that's, no. Some of them are 1/1, and some of them are, yeah.
So then what's proposed is to match 181, same at the top, which is a multi-light, I think their casement's correct.
Yes.
Which is right here.
And does that allow egress? Is that?
Well, it makes, what we're doing too is we're, anyone that has like basement window grills, we're not putting any window grills back at all. And the case, if you can see the granite sill on the bottom of the one that we've already done at 181 St. Patel Street, we would do the same thing. We would expose or, you know, do the same granite sill, just drop it down a little bit, so we'd have a much bigger opening for people to be get out of. It's only 10 inches. It ends up being 10 inches.
Additional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So 173 currently right now, it's at grade level, so the sill level would go down the 10 inches.
And create a small well.
And create, what we did was we did one continuous well, mm-hmm. and because the other ones were so small.
I actually have a photo, I think, of 181, so I can pull that up just as an example.
And I told them they cannot use white landscaping stone ever again.
So here's the example of 181. Mm-hmm.
So all of the windows open freely, and that one hasn't been landscaped yet.
So Eric, you were saying in your notes that they're not required for egress?
Unless they state that they are, we can't just assume that they would be.
Okay.
So they would have to get, basically, inspectional services would have to say that, you know, these windows would be required to be lowered for egress. Typically, mm-hmm. if it's one unit in the basement, they only require one window to mm-hmm. be lowered.
Yeah.
But I think the commission has approved before if it was required for egress to match. So
match
all of them
edge.
Or both right. of them would yeah. be lowered. So we're recommending to... you know, I think the windows were okay, if I remember correctly, since aluminum clad on the, you know, since the existing windows there are aluminum, to go back with the windows that were at 181, but just not to lower the sill.
Okay.
Unless you can determine from inspectional services that they're required for egress. And
well,
in that
I just
case,
did
we'll be supportive.
Four rental registration inspections across the street, which are now mandatory, the every 5-year inspections.
Uh-huh.
And they had issues with the windows. And for a temporary fix, what we did was we installed ladders, mm-hmm. and she had to come back and re-inspect. So you're saying that I would need a determination. You would never make the ISD approved height. But it would make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It would make it better.
Yeah. So is it one unit on the entire ground or basement floor?
Yeah. Every single one of them are the same. It's a front.
Flat.
It's a front unit. So
okay.
like there's
okay.
two on every.
Okay.
So there'd be two on the ground level.
Okay.
And
so typically the one means of egress would be the door into
and
the unit,
window,
and then the
and
second would be
the window.
Okay. So most likely they would be required.
It would be required.
Yeah. Okay.
And we did.
Yeah, I didn't know if this was one unit on the entire basement or if it's split up into two units. So if it's two units, most likely there's a door into the unit from inside the structure, and then the other means of egress would probably be the front windows.
Yes.
So, yeah, so most likely
I know for sure
that
on
be.
77, 80, 81, and 85, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go in 173.
Okay.
But since we had done it, we did the same thing across the street to every single one that we did, and we did the same thing on 181, which was approved
okay.
just two years ago.
Okay. So they all have the same layout?
It's all the same idea. They're all, I mean, these four buildings are identical.
Okay.
They're,
on the inside.
All the cells are the same. All the floors
yeah.
are the same. You know, I don't want to lie and say that one doesn't have a floor through
uh-huh.
on the bottom, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I'm trying to get them to all be the same too.
Yeah.
You know, trying to like, and then maybe some of the other neighbors will start spiffing up their buildings too. Not one of those yellow brick buildings has been pointed.
Wow.
In years.
Not since I've been here. So if we haven't done it, they haven't, because they're all in the same condition. The pointing's all in the same condition.
Are they condos or are they owned by?
Not us. We don't sell anything. I don't know about the rest of the street. Ours are all apartments.
Okay.
So I think that's everything.
Any questions? Further questions? Either of you?
No, well, going back to the staff recommendation, you're suggesting wood windows should be replaced as wood windows.
Correct.
You're proposing aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Aluminum clad, yeah.
Aluminum clad, but they do seem to be nice in the pictures. I don't know if you guys have...
Well, they're an architectural window mm-hmm. that was created specifically for the city of Boston by Universal Aluminum. Mm-hmm. We've been using them for over 20 years mm-hmm. in the same window. Mm-hmm. And that's why I gave you all of that information.
Yeah. And thank you for doing that survey, by the way. It's nice to survey.
I figured you could have it then.
Yeah, it's great.
You know,
it's helpful.
Good to have it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be one or two.
Yeah, so essentially staff always recommends replacing materials in kind unless it's an enhanced material, so unless it's going from aluminum to wood. So that's where our recommendation stands. You guys can, I mean, they are good looking windows, so I'm not going to say that they're not. But it's typically frowned upon, at least personally, with going and with the guidelines, going with a lesser material. Windows should be replaced in kind. And I know the commission has approved in the past simulated divided light windows. They have the spacer to basically show, you know, it looks almost identical to a true divided light window. So
well,
we're okay with that.
These are all exterior grid,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much what
and
has been
the
approved in the
to
past.
Give the depth
okay.
of a true divided light. Yeah.
Okay.
You also mentioned the curved sash.
Correct.
These are going to be straight sashes.
Yeah, so we would recommend going with a curved sash for the bow front. Basically, because it gives you that historic appearance. Otherwise,
just on the top.
On the bottom, top and bottom, because essentially you can do a simulated curved sash.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly the way to do that, but replacing curved sash windows or putting in flat sash windows has a different appearance, at least on the street level. So it definitely stands out more having the flat sash. And the guidelines state that curved sash windows should be replaced in kind as well.
Are any of the ones in my buildings curved sash windows, though?
Let's see.
Everything I saw was flat, unless I'm misunderstanding your definition. They're all flat.
Picture 173 is flat.
Yeah, so I think most of them actually are.
Yeah, I think everything we own is flat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it to me, just on this picture.
This one too is flat.
Mm-hmm.
It looks all flat.
Yeah, okay.
I think of the whole survey I did of the whole block,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing any curved windows.
Okay.
Okay, what else did you have in your notes?
The garden fence and railings should be wrought or cast iron, as typical. Obviously, there's some space with steel.
I don't think... Where's my letter?
And then obviously they should be installed into the curbing rather than being attached to the building in any way.
Let me see. Where is my landmarks letter that I included? Because that says what the material of them are. They are...
Oh, previous approval?
Black painted steel fences. Previous approved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is probably wrought iron. You know, I...
Well, it's a different material.
Different material.
Essentially steering away from the hollow tube as well.
These are really, really heavy.
Okay.
These are very, very good. And again, they have to meet that weight, the
yeah.
falling
well,
weight.
Well, also for the fence, too.
And the snow plows and
mm-hmm.
the...
Exactly.
Do you have questions? Well, I had one more. So have we determined that the lower windows did need to have heavy egress?
So we aren't 100% sure.
Okay, yeah.
You could do an approval with provisos pending staff verifies if you have like a floor plan for the unit. I can also check with inspectional services and see if it would be required.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could approve pending it would be required. And we
okay.
can follow up on that tomorrow, essentially.
And then we could also say that if we do one, we do all four.
Right.
All three.
Right. Yeah, because we already did one.
Right, right.
We already
right.
did one 2 years ago.
181.
181
yeah,
is,
right,
done,
right.
is done like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and 175 is in the middle of all that.
But we don't own that one.
Oh. What have they done?
I did like a really big survey on all the windows, but I did not bring the well information because I thought it would just be like an only well in the amount of paper.
It's aluminum.
Yeah, they're all aluminum, but I didn't write about the wells.
Yeah, most of the basement level windows would most likely be replaced since you know they get a lot more water. So the wood would rot
right.
faster, so then they would probably be replaced.
Yeah.
Well,
more often.
I could go back too and finish. I mean, I have all the notes because starting from the left to the right, some people have doors in their bottom window. Some people have two doors. Some people have one door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the lower windowsill is not an unusual thing on that side of the street. It's either three or one, and I think that's why we were allowed to do it 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because even if it's not required by ISD, you're not going to make that ISD requirement because the ISD requirement's 44 inches off the floor, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make it better.
Mm-hmm.
It will make it better. It will make it ease at 10 inches. Mm-hmm. We'll make it better, and we'll still probably end up having to install a ladder voluntarily.
Mm-hmm. Interior ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, we just did six buildings across the street.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think, you know, if you would consider it, I still think that it helps. Anything helps. And I think it'll also keep the windows cleaner because the dirt's not going to be right on top of them.
And also
air
there will
every
be
time it rains.
Vegetation and plantings. Because
right.
181 doesn't have any right now, but
right.
obviously in the future, you know, landscaping will be installed.
I was really supposed to do this a couple of months ago, but we just really got busy. So,
yeah, no.
So I'd still like to see if you would consider the wells.
So are you saying that the motion would be that if it is required, we would allow,
I think that's
one
completely
well,
fine. Yeah, if it's required for egress.
Yeah.
For all three buildings.
Yeah.
If it's
so
required,
if it's required
yeah,
for two of them, we'd allow it all three just for consistency. Is
right.
that yeah?
So, but what if it's not required?
My guess is that it's not required because I'm not asking to do any interior work.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They're,
oh.
You know, what am I filing?
Not necessarily required, but if there's another means of egress, so there
right.
should be two means of egress.
Right.
So
I would do a survey of what the basement units look like
and
get
plan,
that back
floor
to you
plan,
tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
would be fine, yeah.
Because
okay.
obviously they're shared walls, so there's really only the front and back to get in and out
right.
of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So if
it's basically
three
it's
of them have the double units in the basement and one of them doesn't, then we would still do the same. We wouldn't.
All three,
wouldn't,
I think that's what they're saying.
Yeah, okay.
All three could
Got
do
it.
The wells.
Yeah.
I can get that to you for tomorrow.
Okay. Or I can even meet on site if. I'm sure people are actually in those units, so never mind.
Yeah, 24 hour notice.
Did you have more, Richard?
No, I think I'm okay.
So, does the board make the motion?
I guess it's going to be broken down into pieces, right?
We could do them one by one.
Okay.
Well, are you doing the same thing in all of them, or?
They're all going to be the same, except 181's not asking for the lowered sills, because they already have them, so.
Okay.
Yeah. They already have, it already has the same window we're asking for.
We're basically matching 181.
Got it.
Right.
Okay. So, I think we are accepting the proposal with the proviso that the lowering of the windows only be done if it is the only second means of egress from at least one of the buildings.
At least one.
Right.
And that, in terms of that part, and the proposal has 6x6 aluminum windows, so we would want 8x8.
8x8s where they're 8x8s, or on those flat.
So on the second and third, it would be second and third floor over the stair.
Correct.
Over the stair.
Would be
over
8x8s.
The main entrance.
8x8s.
That's only this two.
So yeah, so the light configuration would remain the same as existing.
Yes.
And the cleaning and repainting of the fire escapes is admin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cleaning and repairs are typically admin.
Okay.
And then the railing, we would go into the curb, not into the building.
The building, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those
and
would be the
right,
adjustments.
And make repairs to the two buildings that already have the attachment points, but they're not that bad. They're not that big.
Okay. Yeah, repair where it has had been attached.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so motion is to accept, provided that the that at least one building needs to have egress.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then to do them all, if it does.
Yep. We'll need three separate votes, four separate votes, one for each application, just so you guys know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's the same thing, so you can just say repeat.
All right, so
yeah.
Let's do...
So we have to do four separate votes, because they're all different addresses.
Okay, so that's the motion for 173. You second?
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, aye. Three in favor. Let's make that same motion then for...
Yep. Next is
177.
I'll second.
I'll make the motion.
Oh, make the motion.
Yeah.
Motion. I'll second. Okay.
Okay, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then 185. Same motion.
181. And this is
but
the same except for the sills.
Except that the garden level windows are already done. Mm-hmm. So I would move
180
acceptance.
181 didn't need it, though.
So. Yeah, correct. Everything else is the same except for the basement.
Yeah.
So 185. Oh, I thought we were doing... Oh, we're doing the entire proposal, is what you... I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so 181, then everything except the garden is not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I move that.
Oh, second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And all. Aye.
Okay, then 185.
Yep.
Same proposal.
I'll make a motion.
You'll second it. And we'll vote. Yes.
Aye.
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 Okay.
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 All right, so I'll be in touch.
Okay.
And
I'll get those floor plans to you. And I have one question, since I am going to be coming back next month for the railings on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The previous person told me, because of the same situation,
mm-hmm.
because I'm going for 62, 64, 66, 72, and 74, five, to do one application and pay $100 and just have everything on the same application, similar to how I did the railings, rather
mm-hmm.
than having to do
four
the
separate.
Same thing that you just did, yeah.
I'll have to check with legal, just because they're different addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, we can do them if it's in the same unit, in the
okay.
same address, just units one through something. I'll have to check with them and get back to you on that.
I'm fine with it.
I think we had something in recent memory that was two buildings together.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the buildings are, two separate buildings, but it's the same address, so it would be like 32 through 34 something.
This, they did the whole block.
So I'm assuming if they did in the past, we can do that. So I'll just double check, just to make sure.
So I have to come back for the railings.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to see one?
I sent it to him.
Okay, so that is it for that one.
My asset?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll get in touch most likely Friday, since tomorrow's Beacon Hill hearing, so.
Okay, yeah, no hurry. I'll get you that other information too.
Awesome.
Okay, the next one is 131 St. Vitale.
Is that anything you don't do? Is that anything you don't do?
I don't draw.
Could you say your name for the minutes?
Hi, Stefano Stratudakis, owner of 131 St. Botolph Street, Drachma Realty Trust. How are you?
Okay. Am I crowding you if I sit here?
No. My name is David Freed. I'm with Chewing Company, and I'm the architect working with Stefano.
And my name is John Pulgini, Pulgini, and I'm the attorney.
So here's all a copy of the presentation.
This application was heard in October. So yeah, October 27th last. You guys want to go through the arrows.
So we're looking to to put on some very modest rear decks on the second, third, and fourth floors of the back of 131 St. Vitale. So this building is the third building in from Cumberland, and it's directly behind the Colonnade Hotel. The image on the lower left is
behind the greenhouse, you mean?
No, it's behind.
I think it's a greenhouse.
Oh, it is a greenhouse.
They look
I'm
similar.
Sorry. Yeah. The greenhouse. My apologies. The lower left image is the front elevation, and lower right is looking down Cumberland. And you can see in that photo, it's very hard to see, but it's just minimally visible, the back elevation. And so, going from right to left is looking down the alley. Walking down Cumberland towards Huntington, you can see that just the back elevation is minimally visible from kind of a triangular view at the end of where Huntington and Cumberland intersect. The image on the left is, I apologize for the quality of it, but is a mock-up. And the center image is the existing elevation, and the image on the right is proposed. So we are seeking also to drop the sill of the second window from the right and replace it with a door that has muntins in it that matches the adjacent windows to provide access to the balconies. And the balconies are very small. They're 5 feet in depth, about 12 foot six. The middle image is a section to the balcony. It has a very nice curved bracket. They're made out of steel. They're black painted. They'd have Ipe decking. And we've used this detail on other buildings in the South End. And they're very attractive. Do you want to talk to say anything about our previous?
Do you have any pictures of the buildings in the South End that you're used to?
I'm sorry, I didn't bring a picture with me. I had them installed at 528 Columbus Ave. Again, that was
it visible from? If it's on the rear, was that on the rear?
It's on the rear, so they're not visible from the street.
Yeah.
But right. We did install them in the rear. Really attractive.
So Eric, should we get into the procedure here as far as what transpired? Do you want to?
I can explain, yeah. So essentially, the application was heard at the October 2017 hearing at BLC, and it was approved, the application in general. The balconies and the work on the rear wasn't really discussed because it was unclear if it was visible from a public way. The planner that was there didn't really know, so it was just approved but not discussed, and the work wasn't expressed in the abutters notices. Then the applicant came forward in, let's see, what month was it?
But we had previously here rejected them.
Correct, right. Yeah, this was after. Yes. So they went to BLC, then they came to here for
BLC
shrinking.
BLC was first.
Correct.
BLC was first.
Yep, and then they came to St. Patolph a couple months ago for basically shrinking the balconies,
mm-hmm.
Making them, because before they were full length
the
entire back. Then they came for shrinking them to basically centered, but half the length essentially. And then they were denied without prejudice based on the district guidelines. Mm-hmm. It was uncovered that the applicants never had ZBA approval for the rear yard setback prior to applying for a landmarks review, which is in the application, it's required because we have to make sure, because otherwise it could just be everything's conceptual. And we want to make sure that city entities aren't necessarily voting against each other. So the BLC revoked the previous approval based on those two factors at that May hearing. So now essentially the applicant's asking for the rear deck on the second, third, and fourth floor. And then lowering the sill on one window and putting in the 2x2 designed door.
There was also, can I just interject something about, there was also after the posting for the October BLC meeting
mm-hmm.
was incorrectly omitted the balconies, although the application
correct.
Stated the balconies
correct.
And the presentation had two boards on the balconies. So we kind of got in this, when we tried to resolve it, because we sort of thought we had approval, then we got rejected when we came to have them reduced. We're coming back to you now with everything already approved by ZBA, and we're hoping to get an approval today, because these are balconies, they're not egress balconies, they're not fire balconies, they're just for open space.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really fall under the guidelines that are in the BLC about fire balconies, egress balconies, because they aren't either.
It does talk about decorative balconies, so there's no real definition for what a decorative balcony would be.
Yeah.
So it is up to the commission what you guys think a decorative balcony would be. The guidelines say the only balconies that should be allowed are fire balconies required for egress, which would connect two buildings. So it's up to the commission if they feel the proposal is appropriate, I guess.
Let me just clarify, the roof deck that we approved a few months ago, that's standards.
Correct.
And then, this is a terrible picture, but
directly, who's your photographer?
I have, may I say a couple of things?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
This balcony is right on the other
the
side of,
house, right,
right
yeah.
on the other side of the alley from our project.
Mm-hmm.
There is, even though it's not on our block, I understand that.
And I don't know when that was installed either.
Yeah,
it could have been
installed.
Before
that was
districts.
Installed in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Okay.
But these balconies are very modest, but they do provide some open space to the units, which, the units don't have, a lot of these units don't have open space
mm-hmm.
access. So.
And additionally, you guys all know where this is, because you have such a large building behind it in greenhouse, it doesn't leave much light because of that building, so it's very dark in that area.
I understand.
So it does, quality of life issue as far as opening the area up a little bit.
Yeah, if I remember right, one reason it was rejected was that it would set a precedent.
Yes. And they were, I recall other building owners in the room saying, whatever they let you do, we're going to come in and propose.
I'm another building owner.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I'm in that alley.
Yeah.
We'll actually open up to public comment after. So
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yes.
So when we met, after all the meetings, when we met with Eric, Eric mentioned maybe we can provide some more pictures and requested some mock-ups.
Yep.
And we did some very nice mock-ups for you. I'm not sure if you had a chance to go by and see them.
So yeah, so there's photos. Here it is in the private alley. So that's basically showing the depth of the deck. It would be, it would be on these
floors.
Yeah.
Correct. So we did. I don't know if that's on these pictures. I'm sorry. I'm going to show them from my laptop. When we stand exactly on the intersection, we're talking about visibility from a public alleyway. When we stand exactly on the intersection of Cumberland and the alley. This is what you see. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, that's in the presentation.
Yeah. The issue is really the view from the public way, Cumberland, as you're walking on either side.
As you go toward Huntington.
Yeah.
Towards Huntington. So that's pretty
far. Any public way,
Yes. So, but when you look from that same point, I have some other photos besides this here. That's exactly when you turn right. That's what you see, these balconies. Mm-hmm. And I thought these were installed after the sand got off. But, I mean, also look at, you can see this balcony up there too, right? That's exactly from the same spot where our balconies are not visible, but this is very visible.
Wait, where are you?
On the rooftop.
Oh, you're talking about
the
deck.
The corner building, correct.
The deck.
Yes, the deck.
The roof deck.
The deck.
The roof deck, yes.
Okay, but not a balcony.
No.
So, yeah,
no.
So,
but that
I mean, it's tough. It's tough to say, you know, hey, they were approved and they weren't, because we don't know.
I understand. I'm just saying that you requested that to see what we'll do to better our case, and this is what we're showing.
Well, the building that has the roof deck.
Yes.
I know that that was put in before we were historic.
Okay,
district.
No, I believe in that, but
and
I
then
can
also
show you,
that
yeah.
same thing that that one.
Yes.
That
so
was
exactly
before.
From the same intersection, from the exact spot, from the corner of Cumberland and the public alleyway, I took this picture, and you can see. I know this is a newer roof deck.
Where is this?
It's farther down on Cumberland.
Cumberland, looking which way?
Looking towards the greenway.
Well, we approved the roof deck, so.
No, I understand, but this is rails. I'm talking about rails, visible rails right now. Uh-huh. I'm just trying to show. And from the mock-up, you can see that for most of Cumberland, you don't see the balconies until you get too close to Huntington. Yes. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to say is that, you know, we can, of course, we see the guidelines, but there's other balconies on the alleyway that we have shown you that are not fire egress balconies. I don't know when they were installed. I'm just trying to tell you what there exists out there. And
but for the most part, that entire facade you can see in this picture is not touched.
I think there's one other unit on that stretch that has decorative balconies. They're a lot deeper, and I think they have wood. On the back, I don't think it's small profile. And there's also
some more pictures here. So
there's also another unit that has fire balconies, which are allowed in the guidelines.
Right. So we have followed, you know, every besides guidelines of street what's allowed, what it's not. You also have the material guidelines of what is recommended if you do something. Mm-hmm. You know, these are wrought iron balconies that I think if somebody had installed them back in the day, they would look exactly like. They would belong in the building, so I don't know if that could be considered, because you know times are different, and I think, like John said, the quality of life would be hugely improved in these buildings, and this is what we're trying to accomplish. We're not trying anything else.
Isn't that a commentary that something this wide and this long will improve the quality of life in the city?
Well,
that's where we are.
Isn't it true? I mean, I grew up in Greece, and this is where we live at nighttime.
Yeah.
On a little balcony like that. So I just, you know, and you talk about a precedence, and I'm not so sure if that's such a, if we do create one, which I don't think we do, I'm not so sure it's such a bad precedence being behind the greenhouse, which is a, what is it, 18-story building?
And we also provided all you the letter from the St. Batoff Neighborhood Association, as well as 20 abutters who have reviewed the plans.
Do you have any letters from?
I do.
Did they address the balconies?
They addressed the entire plan.
Yeah, the balconies, actually, they were part of that presentation that we did when they wrote that letter.
It doesn't say balconies anywhere, right?
Oh, they were.
I think it says plans as represented, well, I think, at the end. Yeah.
They were very, very specific on requesting.
They talked about what their concerns were, but.
Yeah, it was the roof deck at the time to make sure.
The impression is that there's no problem with balconies.
Yeah, they have two concerns.
You know, this is a tough one because the guidelines are very clear. If it's visible from the public way, there should be no balcony, and there should be no cutting of a window and making it a door. And you're asking us to basically say, yeah, the hell with the guidelines.
So I will agree with you.
I'm wondering if, you know, should this be a discussion around, are the guidelines proper? Should we change the guidelines rather than a make an exception for you because you're a really nice guy.
No, it's not because of that. But yeah, you're a nice guy too. But you know, yeah. I will agree with you 100%. It's just as an academic argument. I mean, I've been building in the Back Bay in Beacon Hill since I was a little boy. And, you know, I came to Northeastern to study all this. And there are a lot of guidelines. Garages are not allowed on the back alleyways in the Back Bay, and there's about 10,000 of them. I mean, but once you follow the guidelines to do them with brick and to use the stone and to do, you get your proper variances in there. Architecturally fitting, I thought that's why we're here in these boards, not just to review what's written in the book, but the book is there to tell us, look, there's a red flag, you can't do this, but if you do it, we need to review it. This is how I thought it was all working. Actually, I expressed that in the last meeting. I was very surprised that these balconies were not allowed. Again, whatever you decide, you decide.
Well, I think Richard's question is the right one because I myself have no problem with the balconies. But no,
you said that last time. Yeah. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that the guidelines, of course, are there for a purpose, but the purpose, I think, is served. We've been to so many meetings. I mean, we even met with the lady before your time, and that's why she was the one that recommended to apply for everything simultaneously, because they like at ZBA, they always ask us, you know, when we go there, and we mentioned that on the last meeting, what came first, the chicken or the egg, they always ask us, what does Landmark feel about this? They always, you guys have always promoted the informal meetings that we had with, what was the lady's name before you?
Megan.
Katie.
Oh, yeah, Katie. So we met, and she actually went out and saw all those mock-ups, and then all of a sudden, boom, she was gone, so we had to do everything else. So I do think the guidelines serve a purpose, and I think we have done all what that purpose is, and even more.
By choosing carefully your materials and your approach
exactly.
to the...
Yeah, and following the process, and we shrunk them and shrunk them, and now we shrunk them even more. We made them 5 feet deep instead of 6. And you know, David did a good job. I mean, you had the concern about the door last time, and now he changed the door. If you look at the
I think that's drawings, definitely an improvement.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the window, and
yeah,
frankly,
see the door.
Other than that, I think a good thing on the neighborhood, I just don't see anything negative.
Well, I agree with you. I just don't know, in terms of protocol, whether that's a good enough reason to
it's,
prove something.
You guys are the ones that dictate, you know, what goes on in the district. So, obviously, you know, the guidelines say one thing. No district completely adheres to guidelines, but it's up to you guys to interpret them and to, you know, basically vote on what you think is appropriate for the district. So, it's tough. Especially, you know, it's something that...
And if I could say one thing, I mean, I think getting to Eric's point, there are different levels of a violation when you're asking for something like this. And, you know, some you might sit in, and it could be the corner building, like I think on one of these photos show, something like this. And if it's right there, it's right in front of you. But when as a board member, you're looking at that and say, well, I guess technically if you look down, you can, you know, triangly look at it, but there's a quality of life issue in the you know, you're well within your rights to deviate from...
Well, Eric, what if we wanted to approve it, but we didn't want something inappropriate like what you just suggested to happen? Could we approve it and explain our rationale so that when future applicants come, either they would meet those criteria that we just established or not?
Yeah.
And
I mean,
that would be relevant?
I mean, so, yeah, the enabling ordinance, you know, states that applications are looked on a case-by-case basis, so there's no we can't assume precedent on anything. Obviously, there's internal, like people say, oh, this is, you know, when an applicant comes forward, they say, oh, this has been approved, there is some built-in precedence, but the commission doesn't have to say, you know, we approved this in the past, we have to approve it for this project.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, if you do approve it, obviously explain
right.
the rationale,
because
this will serve as kind of a case study in a way.
That's what I was thinking. Is
yeah. So that way we can relay to
sort of
future
like
applicants
the
if they want to do...
the Constitution, and the Federalist
correct.
Papers
yeah, so
explains
that way,
why.
Yeah, the staff can guide future applicants if they want to do the same thing. Here's what was approved in the past. We can't say it will be approved again, but this
here
is their rationale.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And could I add one thing, just as a zoning attorney? So I do a lot of work with the Zoning Board of Appeal. And this issue often comes up because people argue precedent. And when you do, the chairwoman, Christina Roger, will say, I don't want to hear anything about anything else. It's because each project, as Eric just said, stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Each piece of land is unique, whether, you know, how it's built, where it's placed, what
what's
view you have.
Sight lines.
You know, exactly. So there are those things. So you can always combat that and say, well, yes, that was much further down the alleyway than somebody who's trying to put a balcony where it's, you know, you're walking on the sidewalk and you're looking right at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think there's different degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the zoning handles it.
Yeah. Should we take public comment
yep.
before we
yeah.
go to it?
The lone public comment.
Can you state your name?
State your name.
Paul Arujo, 254 West Newton Street. I back up to this alley.
So two five four.
How do you back up to it?
So
he's way at the end.
So St. Patolph is east to west, and then I'm north to south,
okay.
And then
here.
My alley is this alley.
The same, okay, so you're
here.
The other end of the block?
Yeah.
From
so you're over
here? I
am.
Here.
Right. And
okay.
I'm
yeah.
landlocked,
so... So you're over here, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
You go to the streetscape, and I'll be very brief and just walk you right up. There it is, on the furthest photo to the right. So I'm landlocked, I don't have parking behind my building. I do rent a space, and I park in the alley. So when I'm walking up the alley, on the left, the greenhouse, which is 322 apartments, that's massive. It's 11 stories. And of course, it's along the Huntington Corridor, which is, if you're looking for a condition, that's certainly an exceptional condition. It's looming because it's, you know, it's this very, very high brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
To the right, I have a neighbor who's at 119. I pass their place. They have their door open. Their dog comes out, barks at me every single time, which I consider a nice safety factor. I keep going. Noni and Brad are in number 111. They have a deck that sits on top of their garage, which is right out of the alley, which you can see from both sides, both streets.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always outside. Another safety factor. And then there's another... balcony on 113, they have these little, they've also got balconies like this, which is inset a bit. So, you know, simply just a safety factor. When you walk in that alley, it's sort of it's very shrouded.
Mm.
So we're thrilled to see some life in the alley. So people will be outside just for safety purposes. I'm in there all the time at night. My wife walks back and forth with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this is we also, you know, I wouldn't know the people who I just mentioned unless I knew them from outside.
Mm.
I see them sit on their balconies and I recognize them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 119, you're at 113, you're at 111. So
it's sort of a front porch in the back.
It is kind of. And,
yeah.
And unfortunately, St.
Right.
Patolph isn't a stoop sitting neighborhood like some of the streets are. Pilot
mm.
Block is, you know, popular. It's very well known for that.
Mm.
And it's all, you know, but these blocks are not. So a little rear window safety
mm-hmm.
goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And being across from the greenhouse, it's oppressive. You know, it's nicely lit. They keep it clean
mm-hmm.
in the alley and so forth. But it's a huge building to be up against.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're in support. I just want to make sure.
100%.
Okay.
I hope that
okay.
you guys can see
okay.
that this is an exceptional situation with a 322 unit building behind us. So, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, I hadn't thought about the, you know, making it safer, but that's a good argument.
Mm.
Francois, do you have anything?
I don't have any questions.
How about you?
Question about 5 feet versus 6 feet. So 5 feet was something that the ZBA approved. Is that
They changed the plans prior to ZBA.
We changed it. We had, what did they approve? Five or six? I think they had approved six, right? But we changed
six
it prior.
Feet. Yeah, we were at 6 feet, yeah. And we reduced it to 5 feet.
Five feet, yeah.
Yeah. Just because of the cantilever and the size of the steel.
Okay.
Well, somebody needs to at least make a motion yeah. to accept it, even if you're going to vote against
yeah.
it,
okay.
so we can have a vote.
I'm willing to make a motion to
okay.
accept the proposal as
okay. And you need to vote. Second it just
I'll
so
second.
We can vote. Okay. How many?
Second
in,
that.
How many in favor? Me.
Aye. I'll agree. Yeah. Given all we've heard today,
yes.
the letter from the Neighborhood Association, mm-hmm. the individual letters, the particular situation of what you are facing on the other side of the alley,
mm-hmm.
all the non-precedent.
So, that, so Eric, this is all stuff that should get in the record.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so
why
like,
we said
yeah,
yes.
get all that,
yeah.
and then also earlier you mentioned the high quality material and design.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm. obviously the doors before probably wouldn't have been approved as easily.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah, the sensitive approach to how you made the door feel like the window.
Okay, was that the only thing we were voting on this?
Yes.
Or was there something else?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, so we'll get the letter to you probably by Friday.
Okay.
And then you guys can move forward with the permit. You've already applied for the permit, correct?
Yeah, so we're stuck in limbo with the BPDA until we get this approved because
yeah.
the decks are approved with the Board of Appeal,
yeah.
but she can't approve the project. With the roof addition.
Gotcha.
Do we
so,
have that
yeah,
design?
So then we can sign
Thank
off.
You.
If you just send me an email with the permit number, I can
yeah.
sign off and then send you the letter and
awesome.
Then you can move forward. So
okay, do that tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks.
Can I add that it's only visible for a very limited
yeah, yeah.
portion of
yes.
the street?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, it's only visible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, looks like
Thanks.
Lots of administrative stuff.
Yes.
Right. You want to just tell them?
So administrative items and then minutes as well.
Right, minutes from last
mm-hmm.
Any questions on anything?
Anybody that wants to clean and point and repair is okay with me.
Yeah.
yeah.
Is the garden level vinyl windows, the casement windows, or?
Yeah, so those are replacing in kind, essentially, the materials.
So they'll be vinyl, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's the building that has the really bright, white, multi-light windows. I don't know if you're familiar.
Hmm.
It stands out like a sore thumb, but.
So are they replacing them with something at least better?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
still
so,
vinyl, but
yeah. So these are yeah. So they were approved through a window replacement, but they haven't gotten to do it. So that's why the approvals are only valid for 2 years. So that's why they were proposing an extension on the previously approved windows, since they haven't obviously done it. And then the casement windows on the ground floor, the basement level, are an improvement since they're going to be changing from I think it was a single pane. Vinyl window to the two pane casements. So,
okay.
Okay, so motion to accept all of them at once.
So moved.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we got to review these minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't here, so I don't know.
I think the only item was the 258, which was going to be on the agenda today.
Yep. Yeah, I'm fine.
So if this one's coming back to us next month, I won't be here. I won't be here for a few months.
What do they want to come back for?
So they want to come back essentially for the same work, but they have some more documentation. They changed the roof deck configuration slightly, and they also want to do some restorative work to kind of offset the visibility of the deck. So to kind of ask for, you know, hey, we're doing this, but we're also... Yeah.
Do they also still want to try to get rid of that back chimney?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll give you my pitch since I'm here. Well,
okay.
I think we should let them do that.
Okay.
Because when you look at the photo of it from the front, I mean, you see this tiny little triangle mm-hmm. of back chimney. And then if you look at the back chimney, you know, from the back, it doesn't add anything, I don't think, to the architectural integrity of... I mean, the building would be just as historic looking without that chimney as with it. So.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
All
right.
So do we
wait,
want
the
minutes? So approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Seconded?
Yeah, second.
Approved?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys. So I have two notes. So one, met with a new property owner, just bought a house on St. Vital. They're interested in opening up the rear, which is slightly visible from a public way, kind of like this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically punching out two windows and turning into one big opening, lowering the sill, and Jack and Jill railing. So this is going to start coming up.
Here we go.
So yeah, so this neighborhood's becoming more and more attractive to people, so we're going to start seeing a lot more.
It was always attractive to me.
No, more, you know, more investment, a lot of more investment
yeah.
in, you know, high dollar investment.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are going to want to
yeah.
maximize their profits and all that. So,
yeah. but that's an example of what we didn't approve today.
Yeah, exactly. I know. So it's again, there's no precedence, but I'm just starting to see this.
Yes.
Okay. So just so you're aware.
Yeah.
The other thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but the motel on Huntington, it's
yes.
not in the district.
Oh, yeah.
It is for sale,
mm-hmm.
and it's most likely going to be
is
in
it,
a year.
Okay, but the land's not for sale, right?
They're ground leasing it, I think. Like
yeah.
a long-term ground lease.
Which
yeah,
means
okay.
that they can probably develop. So,
yeah.
Most
likely large-scale development.
There's going to be something.
Well, the history.
And we can ask that you guys can at least be at the table and obviously have some input.
Okay.
But we on the design, there's no real... basic, like we can't force them to do anything because it's
okay.
just outside the district.
Because
okay. the private alley is serves as a separator.
Okay.
Although, you know, when the Colonnade wanted to build that high-rise mm-hmm. apartment building next door, they made a lot of concessions to the Neighborhood Association.
Exactly.
That's when we got our lampposts and our brick mm-hmm. sidewalks.
So I think the,
they bought
the,
us off, basically.
Yeah.
So I think the goal is to, you know, yourself as, you know, the Neighborhood Architectural Commission as well as the Neighborhood Commission
yeah.
can... maybe meet.
I know
we
what
can
the
probably set
commission should demand.
What do they want?
New street trees and not Bradford pears that die in 20 years.
Hmm. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to recommend. If this moves forward, who knows, obviously. It's
yeah.
very desirable parcel and a low density right now, so obviously
yeah, low density.
They're going to want.
It's going to be big.
So
there's also
going to
be
need
issues
BPDA
about
approval.
Eliminating the view of the church once that
exactly.
goes up.
Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
So we can ask BPDA if they can have kind of a joint session
mm-hmm.
just for the neighborhood. Obviously, they're required anyways, but
mm-hmm.
with you all, I can notify you all as well as the Neighborhood Association so everyone can sit at the table and talk about the proposal if there is one, again.
What do you think the timetable is?
Who knows? It just was announced recently, so.
Because that's where I park.
Uh-oh.
Where do you park? At the Midtown.
Oh, you do?
They have a garage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody in the neighborhood parks there.
Oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you just demand free parking.
Yeah.
Right, maybe.
So, yeah, just wanted to bring that to your attention if you didn't know. So.
Mm.
That's all I have. So,
okay.
Ready to adjourn?
Okay, wish me luck. First one is on July 11th. The second one's on